Hello, I'm CM Conway, the filmmaker of the witty and poignant indie, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood, now on Prime Video, and funnyfailurefilm.com. On this now monthly podcast, we celebrate funny flubs, bodacious blunders, and miraculous missteps that happen to us as artists. So hone your funny bone and let's get started. Hello and welcome to our podcast, inspired by our diverse, heartfelt, fun little film, How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood. Our indie follows artists and actors Ellie and Ben, and all the things that can happen on the way to pursuing your dream. The film is dedicated to all the hardworking, unknown actors trying to make it against all odds in the gilded city of Tinseltown. The film also reveals a treasure trove of insider secrets about Hollywood you won't see anywhere else. It's a quintessential outsider's guide inside the entertainment capital of the world. The film also unfolds an entertaining, touching journey between two friends, finding their own truth, identities, and true north, and embracing their bodacious blunders. And that's what we try to do on this show. So if you're an artist and you've had a mishap that's happened in your creative journey and you would like to share it on our show, please visit funnyfailurefilm.com and click on Share Your Story. Today marks the 50th episode of our show. To celebrate, I have a little announcement that I am in the process of making a brand new film. It's a romantic comedy with dramatic courtroom elements, aptly titled Courtship. We're in the process of crewing and casting up the film and have found thus far some wonderful cast and crew members, and on the way to finding some more. It's an entertaining, poignant, and meaningful social justice film that involves a human rights issue of a member of the LGBTQ+ community. For more information about our new film in the works, feel free to go to courtshipfilm.com. So we're in the midst of a fairly busy schedule, and now we'll be airing new episodes of our podcast once a month. And now, on to our story. Today's story applies to the category Miraculous Mishaps. I live in the Bay Area, California. I grew up in this area, but spent many years in Los Angeles as an artist, actress, writer, and producer. I've been back in the Bay Area here for a number of years now, but this last weekend, I had an opportunity to go back to Hollywood. Being in Los Angeles again was like a blast from the past. Driving by the famous studio lots, being surrounded in traffic by cars, six lanes of freeway, going at times 5 miles an hour. The hustle, the bustle, the people, the excitement, all of it came back. It was a little bit like visiting an ex. And you realize, wow, things really haven't changed. It was for a very special celebration of life event of a dear friend, Jim Avedikian. Jim was a remarkable soul and was with his wonderful partner, Ken, who then became his husband, for over 40 years. Jim was very generous on all levels. He also had a light that surrounded him. He lived his life with such joy, often helping the people around him in little and big ways, sharing wise insights at the perfect time that might help you see the world in a whole new light. Jim also, through his work and personal and professional endeavors, had an enormously positive impact on the LGBTQ+ community. I remember Jim shared a story of when his friend Andrew had passed away. And the color yellow was a symbol he felt represented his friend Andrew. And he often stated that when he thought of his friend, he would see the color yellow in unexpected places. Something yellow in the environment that would just leap out at him. He said these occurrences happened in such a way that couldn't be excused with just a simple coincidental explanation. And he felt it was a sign of his friend communicating through such a beautiful and vibrant color. Well, this last weekend, I had visited with a friend of mine who also worked with me on our prior film. We had a great visit talking about all sorts of topics. I shared with her the reason I was in Los Angeles. We were sitting in a cafe. A little later in our conversation, we both looked out the window and noticed that it was quite windy outside. And as the wind proceeded to blow, a large umbrella that was standing in the middle of one of the cafe tables was blowing wildly in the wind, so much so that the pole of the umbrella actually bent in its middle. And the umbrella stayed there, moving a bit back and forth, but decidedly bent. And we both looked at this umbrella and looked at each other and said, "Wow, it's really windy outside. Look at that umbrella. It's bowing at its center." And then my friend joked and said, "Maybe that's your friend Jim communicating." And I laughed. And then I realized that umbrella's yellow. And then I realized the place we were sitting at. My friend chose this place. It was not too far away from where she lived. And this little cafe has the word yellow in its title. The reason why it has yellow in its title is because every square inch of this cafe is covered in bright, beautiful yellow. Yellow walls, yellow flowers, yellow chairs, yellow umbrellas outside, standing in the middle of the cafe tables. Oh, it could be a coincidence, but it certainly is a miraculous one. Somewhere inside me, I heard Jim laugh his jubilant laugh, and it made me smile. It's funny to me that earlier I failed to see this truly crazy coincidence earlier. But sometimes we just need signs or symbols to open our eyes to the world around us. And since our next new podcast episode will be May 8th, I'd like to leave you with this. Sometimes failures, flubs, or slip-ups can simply be the universe's way of showing us something, alerting us to a pattern, or helping us look at something a little deeper. There is magic in those miraculous missteps. If we only look, that can turn any boring old failure into a stepping stone for success. Thank you for joining us in the How to Successfully Fail in Hollywood podcast. Copyright by Showstoppers and funnyfailurefilm.com. Intro and outro song, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by David Mumford. Until next time, remember, mistakes makes art more interesting.